Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
So last week I warned you that there was going to be a gun control deal that was going to be done, and the votes were probably there in the Senate. And I said we have to get involved and make sure we call our senators and our congressmen. Otherwise, they're going to do a deal. A deal that will take away your Second Amendment rights while not having any impact on the mass shootings that we've had in this country. Now, if you missed our podcast on the if this law would have been passed, I did a whole deep dive into everything that the Senate and the House want in this new gun control bill. And I said if we applied this law as if it were already law of the land, it would have had no bearing on the shooting that happened, the horrific school shooting that we just had in Uvalde, Texas. In fact, I went back through the mass shootings in this country and looked at how many of the laws that they're passing that are now going to become law that would have had no bearing on any of these mass shootings. It doesn't matter because it's not about protecting kids' lives. It's about taking away your ability to protect and defend yourself. If you want to hear all of the shootings in this country, because I'm not going to do it again, go back in our podcast, download the Ben Ferguson podcast, and you can listen to that episode from last week where I dive into each major thing in this bill and how it would have had no bearing. And I go through every mass shooting in this country that we've had, the major ones that we've had. And basically, this is a false narrative that somehow if we pass this bill in the House and the Senate, which will take away your Second Amendment rights, it's going to make you safer or stop school shootings. It's not going to happen. All right, but first, let me tell you real quick about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You've seen what's going on in the economy and the stock market and inflation. It's just ridiculous now what's going on. So the question is, are you diversified? Are you prepared to weather this storm? Well, do you have any investments in gold and silver, precious metals? Did you know that gold and silver is actually used as a hedge against inflation? It is to diversify you so that when there are terrible days and now weeks and months on Wall Street, that your assets are diversified so that they are not affected in such a negative way. If you are not invested in gold and silver, now is the time to look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call them and they will send you a free investor's guide so that you can see what you can do with your retirement, your 401k, your IRA with gold and silver. They're the company that I use and I trust. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, here's what I know. The Senate has struck a deal on gun control agreement. And not only has the Senate struck this deal, but they've also now done something that is going to be very damning to this society when it comes to your Second Amendment rights individually. What do I mean? This new Senate bill incentivizes states to adopt red flag laws. Now, I'm going to give you the list of the GOP senators who caved on this in a moment. But before I get to this, the part that is most concerning to me is the fact that this was bipartisan. And that's how it's going to be sold to the American people, that this was a bipartisan deal. Now, in a moment, I'm going to be joined by Bill O'Reilly. I wanted to have Bill on the show because he has a new book out, Killing the Killers, which is about Americans who have gone around the world to kill the worst people in the world. Many of them, by the way, under the age of 21 when we gave them a gun to do this. And this bipartisan gun deal that's been announced will actually raise the age that you can buy a long rifle. I'll explain that to you in a moment. But Bill O'Reilly is going to join us, and I want you to hear what he had to say about this. Now, this bill, which the media has just said is amazing, it's a bipartisan bill, right? That's what they wanted to say. They needed it to be bipartisan to get it to work, which is why you need to know which Republicans sold out your Second Amendment rights. Now, the Democrats are saying, well, this is a good bill and you guys on the right should be happy because it's, quote, a no assault weapons ban. Right. That's what they claim. They say, well, let's talk about the age requirement and we'll deal with that in a moment. But this bipartisan group of senators announced this deal and they're still fighting, as I've been told right now, on one thing. And that is the age to buy a weapon. This bipartisan group of senators announced this deal on gun control legislation Sunday in wake of the recent mass shootings. They say that there's still compromises that need to take place. And this compromise actually excluded President Joe Biden's assault weapons ban and a raised minimum age for rifle purchases. But I'm being told tonight that the president may threaten to veto the bill if the age limit is not put back in there. A lot of this is going to be a grand debate over age, and we'll deal with that in a moment. Now, this deal includes Republican priorities, quote unquote, such as expanding mental health services. I am in favor of that, as well as school safety. Now, it's sad that you have to use school safety as a bargaining chip with the Democrats to get a deal done. It shouldn't have been. No one should have to use or should be forced to use school safety as a bargaining chip, which also tells you that the Democrats do not care about the safety of your children, because if they did, you wouldn't have to bargain in a bipartisan deal like, look, you give us school safety and then we'll give you what you want. This is how evil the Democratic Party is right now. They said you've got to give us something to get school safety for your kids. If there's anything that you learned from me today, it is that the Democrats' priorities were, all right, we are going to hold a gun to your head, no pun intended, on school safety. So you got to give us something, and then we'll help. Then we'll allow you to protect the children at the schools. This is not about your safety, folks. This is about their controlling you. This bill also nods to Democrat priorities by adding expanded background checks for those under the age of 21 who will now have juvenile records screened before gun purchases. So you will lose your right to have a gun if you've been in trouble in the juvenile system, they say. A press release from the bipartisan group outlines the contours of the proposed legislation, and this is what they said. This bipartisan group of senators has been announcing this agreement, and I want you to know who's on there. Mainly, it's the Republicans you need to know about. Republican from Texas, John Cornyn, was a part of this bipartisan deal. Senator Tillis, Republican, North Carolina, part of this deal. Republican Roy Blunt, Missouri, part of this deal. He was working with Cory Booker and Chris Murphy, hardcore liberals. Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, part of this deal. These are the Republicans that sold out your Second Amendment rights. Rob Portman, Republican, Ohio. Mitt Romney, part of this deal as well, and Pat Toomey. They've issued the following statement with hardcore liberals like Richard Blumenthal, Cory Booker, okay? These are some, and by the way, Bill Cassidy, also another Republican that was a part of this deal. They said, quote, "Today we are announcing common sense bipartisan proposal to protect America's children, keep our schools safe, and reduce the threat of violence across our country. Families are scared," they write, "and it is our duty to come together and get something done that will help restore their sense of safety and security in their communities." Now, this is the part of their statement that should tell you everything you need to know. Quote, "Families are scared, and it's our duty to come together and get something done that will help restore their sense of safety and security in their communities." So they're admitting early on, this is not really going to make you safer per se. This is not going to have a major, this is not really going to stop these school shootings per se. We just want you to feel safer. We're passing legislation based on your emotions. I go back to the Democratic playbook here. Never let, isn't this what they say? What is it that they say? They say, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, now you know. This is the crisis that they were not going to allow it to be wasted. This was the crisis they said, let's go. This was the crisis they said, I'm ready to go all in on. This was the crisis. This was the moment where they decided that they could take and seize and take away your rights and then tell you it's because you're the emotional one. And that's what they've accomplished here. Would this shooting not have happened in Uvalde if this law would have been passed? Based on what they're saying is in there, no. There is nothing that would have changed. I want to be clear. There is nothing that would have happened differently. I want to make that very clear. So this is not about stopping shootings. This is not about saving children. This is your emotions getting the best of you and us exploiting that. The bipartisan group goes on to say our plan increases needed mental health resources. I'm in favor of that, by the way, and I've been in favor of that for a long time. The question is, why haven't they done this before? And here's why, because it's not about mental health to them. It's about guns, grabbing guns and taking away your Second Amendment right. They could have done this a long time ago, just doing mental health. They could have. It could have been very easy. They could have done this very quickly. It would not have been hard for them to do this. This would have been something very simple for them to do. And it was bipartisan, right? Who would be against mental health, right? Everybody's supposed to be in favor of that. There's a reason why they've never done this. And it's a very simple reason. They don't really care about your kids' mental health. They don't really care about mental health. They needed it as leverage in a bill. And now they have the leverage that they needed in the bill. Fine, we will give you mental health, right? We'll give you funding for mental health of children who desperately need it. Okay, we'll give it to you. But you've got to give us gun control in the process. You've got to give away your rights. You've got to give up your rights. And if you don't give up your rights, then you are the person that is stopping kids from getting mental health. It's a very, very classic and smart political move. You don't support my bill, I'll tell people you're not in favor of supporting mental health for children. You don't support my bill, I will tell people that you want children to die, that you want kids to be unsafe in schools. You tie things to a bill so that you can't, that there's too much political pressure if you're the guy that stands up and says no, and they'll say, oh, you wanted kids to die. So that's you. Okay, we didn't realize that was you, but now we know you're the worst person in the world. Because if you're a conservative and you stand up to this bill now and you say, well, this bill has a lot of things in there to take away my rights, apparently that won't matter, right? That's not, that's a non-issue. Because all people hear and the media will say is, how could you be against kids' rights? How could you be against children getting mental health? How could you be against school security? It's called bargaining chips. It's the game of poker. This is how the sausage gets made. And that's why they put it in there. Back to their press release. They say our plan increases needed mental health resources and improves school safety and support for students and helps ensure dangerous criminals and those who are adjudicated as mentally ill can't purchase weapons. Most importantly, our plan saves lives while also protecting the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. That is a lie. And if they're writing it, you know they're lying to you. This is what you do when you're taking away people's rights. You tell them that you're not taking away their rights. Game over. That's all you got to do. Hey, put it in there, right? They say it's bipartisan. Put it in there. Tell everybody that they're not losing any of their rights when clearly they're losing their rights so that no one can attack us and tell us that everything's terrible, right? Write it in there. No. We announced this, right? We announced this. You're not losing any of your rights. We said it in the bill, at the front of the bill. You're not losing any rights. Stop saying you're losing rights. You're not losing rights. We've told you you're not losing rights. This is how you do that. Okay, this is how you declare this. This is how you say that everything is fine because you put it in writing. We look forward to earning broad bipartisan support, they end the letter by saying, and passing our common sense proposal into law. This proposal includes support for state crisis. In fact, it incentivized states to adopt red flag laws. Now, intervention orders is what's in here. You ready for this? And this is where you really should be concerned. Let me explain to you why you should be concerned. I want you to think about your enemies list. Everybody has one. If you think you don't, you're lying to yourself. What I'm saying is, I want to be very, 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 very clear. An enemies list. Okay, an enemies list is a list of people that don't like you. They can be anonymous. That could be an ex-wife, an ex-husband, an ex-in-law, an ex-business partner, a neighbor that doesn't like you, somebody that you work with that doesn't like you. Okay, it can be a lot of different people or things, a lot of different individuals that don't like you, that could be on your enemies list. And imagine how easy it would be to screw with someone that values their Second Amendment. You can call a number in your state and report somebody. Now imagine if you're a liberal listening right now and you hate me. I'm the perfect example. Imagine you're a liberal or a politician that hates me. There's a lot of politicians, including Republicans, that I call out that don't like me. You can call a number and you can say, hey, I believe that Ben Ferguson is a threat to society. I believe that he shouldn't have a gun. I believe that he has made threats and has anger management issues. Have you ever listened to his radio show? You can do all this anonymously, and then they'll open a case file on, and then they can start an investigation, and then they can take away your guns. Now, imagine if liberals are in charge of this case file. Imagine if liberals who hate guns are in charge, and they will be in charge in many states. And all of a sudden, you can just start taking away the rights of anybody that you just don't like. You can put together what I would refer to as a political enemies list. People that you believe should not have a firearm. Be pretty awesome, wouldn't it? You can just start randomly and anonymously calling in people you don't like. Maybe you've got an ex you don't like and you know that he or she is a big proponent of hunting or firearms, and you can call in and you can tell people, hey, you know, you need to check into this person. What does this law do? It provides resources, quote, to states and tribes to create and administer laws that help ensure deadly weapons are kept out of the hands of individuals whom a court has determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others, consistent with state and federal due process and constitutional protections. They throw that in there, but you and I both know that states can throw that out the window in 2 seconds. Now, what does it mean if you are a threat to a danger to yourselves or others? Let's say that you dealt with bipolar or a mental health issue in the past. It's documented. Maybe you have it under control. Maybe you were never a threat to yourself or others. In fact, maybe, let's take that back. Maybe you dealt with mental health issues when you were younger and before they were diagnosed or after, even later in life. And what if all of a sudden you believe that you were a threat to what if you had suicidal thoughts? Say you went to Iraq, Afghanistan, you had suicidal thoughts. Okay? You've got that. Should that mean that you can't have a gun? That's exactly what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying. That could be the red flag to take away your right to own a firearm. Not just own, but they could actually come in and take away your guns. They could come in and take away all of your guns that you have. That's a problem. All because you served your country and you deal with bipolar or something else. It's that simple. They say that the states that do this will get special funding. So you've got mental health problems, and now you may be afraid to go get help because then you lose your guns, even though you're not a threat to yourself and others. In fact, if you're bipolar, do you lose your right to protect and defend yourself or your family? If you deal with depression, does that mean that you have the right? You should lose your rights to protect and defend your family. Think about that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Joining me now to talk about this, as promised, is a good friend of mine, Bill O'Reilly. Bill, I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I want to get to your book that I was actually reading literally on the plane this morning, Killing the Killers, A Secret War Against Terrorists. But before I get to that, because I do think these two will tie together very well, you now have a bunch of Republicans that have gone along with the Senate Democrats in a, quote, bipartisan gun control agreement that they say is not gun control. It is safety measures, and it incentivizes states to enact red flag laws where anonymously anyone that doesn't like you, anyone that doesn't like you for political reasons or personal reasons, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, an employee you fired, can call a number and get an investigation into you opened up and get your guns taken away from you anonymously. Your reaction to that?
Well, I don't think not going to happen. And obviously, they can pass anything they want, but it has to go through the Senate. And a provision like that in writing will never pass the Senate, no matter what the Republicans sign off on initially. And then it would be subject to court challenges coming up against the Second Amendment. We're waiting the Supreme Court decision on carrying of handguns in New York State, where I am. I think that'll probably go against the state of New York, and it'll be a more liberal law about people carrying firearms for protection here in the state. So I'm not worried about this. I don't think this is going to infringe on people's rights to protect themselves.
See, now, I'm worried. And let me explain why. I am terrified of incentivizing states to pass legislation that says, and clearly this bill is advocating for that, that, hey, if you think someone's going to harm themselves or others, you can call and turn them in. And I think it's going to be very hard for people to say no to that because it sounds, quote, so logical. If you take out the reality or out of context, how it can be weaponized against good people. I mean, look at this bill that is going to pass. In it, it's doing literally exactly that with those 21 and under. They're saying, hey, if you're 21 and under, your Second Amendment rights are negotiable. We're going to look at all of your mental health records and, quote, behavioral health issues, which could include ADD or ADHD. And then we will decide if we allow you to buy a long arm, a rifle, if you're 21 or under. If you've been in trouble in the juvenile system in any way, that can be used also against you in this, quote, crackdown of mental health and behavioral health of 21 and unders.
You have to have probable cause then on any red flag law to have any law enforcement agency do anything. Has to be probable cause. So that means that a person, whether he's a teenager or an adult, has got to be demonstrably, so you'd have to show this to a judge, making threats. And that's why I say to people, don't overreact. This is the same system that's in place now. So now law enforcement get all kinds of tips about unstable people doing foolish or threatening things. That happens every day in every police department. All this is a publicity stunt, and that's what it is, on the part of the left in America to try to convince voters that they, the left, the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, are actually going to cut down on gun crimes. Well, they're not. This doesn't do anything to cut down on gun crimes. Nothing. All this is a PR stunt, which doesn't even have legal backing unless you have probable cause.
Do you worry about activist judges? And my guest will be Bill O'Reilly, the author of the new book, Killing the Killers, A Secret War Against Terrorists. Do you worry about activist judges, especially seeing what the Supreme Court just did by not just doxing Supreme Court justices, but actually putting out basically a kill list to stop the overturning of Roe v. Wade? I mean, we never would have imagined that this would be leaked from the Supreme Court, a opinion, before it was actually given out. And yet here we are.
Well, we're in the middle of a social civil war, and that's what the war is about. There are no rules. Do I worry about activist judges? Yeah, I worry about them all the time. I worry about incompetent judges, corrupt judges, judges on the take, judges who couldn't care less about justice. I worry about it all. But in a society, the voters have to basically decide what kind of a protection they want, which is why I don't like any of these federal laws involving guns. I think the state should make the laws, because a big difference about how social interaction is carried on in New York City and Casper, Wyoming is a huge difference. So if you live in a rural place where the police can't possibly protect you, you should have an AR. You're probably derelict if you don't have one to protect your family. But if you're in a city of 8.5 million people where people live on top of one another, then that becomes a little bit more problematic. So let the states decide what should happen. The same thing on abortion. The states should be able to decide what kind of abortion laws there would be. And you know the 10th Amendment, Ben. You're a smart guy. If it is not exactly specified in the Constitution, it goes to the states.
Yeah.
It's clear.
Well, it's clear. Unless you're a socialist that's trying to take away the rights of the people.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where I don't trust Democrats. I used to have at least a somewhat of respect for them. The Democratic Party, in my opinion, is no longer the Democratic Party. They're a socialist party, and we need to start calling them that.
Well, look, you call them that. Many people on talk radio call them that. The good news for your side is that they're almost through. They're almost finished. Because you saw that in San Francisco. You're going to see it in L.A. You're going to see it in New York. The folks have had it. They know that the socialist, far-left, progressive movement is putting them in danger and their children in danger. Everybody knows that. There's no debate about it. No two sides of the story. The stats are the stats.
I hope you're right. I want to get to your book. I was reading it this morning on the plane, and this new book out, Killing the Killers, A Secret War Against Terrorists, was the opening of the book is incredible, and it reminds you of what we had to do after 9/11 and taking and tracking down Osama bin Laden and the killing of Osama bin Laden and the brave young men, especially as we talk about gun laws, saying, you know, the president believes those 21 under shouldn't be able to buy a long rifle, yet we train them to go kill Osama bin Laden. It's just amazing how they can have such a double standard in treating people two different ways, depending on how they want to use them. But you look at this book, and it's a book that talks about some of the most amazing and heroic people in our history who have gone out there to kill the terrorists around the world. And I encourage everyone to grab this book, because it screams freedom fighters, democracy. It screams about how important it is to remind you that our freedoms are not without a massive price. And these people put their lives at risk each and every day to protect all of us.
Well, I appreciate you reading it, number one. I think your assessment of it is correct. This is the best Father's Day gift you could possibly give dad if dad is interested in his country. If you buy it on BillO'Reilly.com, we'll throw in Killing the Mob free. And I did that because I feel so terrible that working people are paying so much for everything. So I want to give them a break for Father's Day. But Killing the Killers is basically a vivid example of the heroism of the United States. And we talked to national security people from General Petraeus with Bush the Younger all the way through the Trump administration. We end the book with the Afghanistan debacle, how that happened, how insane that was, with 13 American service people being killed at Kabul Airport. After you read this book, you will know exactly what your government is doing to protect you against these savage, evil jihadists. And it's impressive. So when people say, well, I don't really trust the federal government, I understand. I think Joe Biden is the second most incompetent president who's ever served. But the federal government's power can be used for good, and it can be used very effectively. And we show that in Killing the Killers. BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, all the bookstores, number one book today on the New York Times list. And you know how they love me, Ben.
Hey, they
we appreciate everybody
It's hard to get a bestseller anymore, right? If you're on our side of the aisle. Congrats.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate you having me on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I want to say, again, I love Bill. I disagree with him, and we've fought for decades, I say that on TV, no joke, on he's not worried about the judges. I am. Because what I know is there's activist judges in this country. And he admitted that. He said, after I phrase it that way with these, you know, judges that would decide, well, hold on, there's checks and balances and these judges will get to decide. So you don't need to worry about red flag laws. I do, because I don't trust them. And a perfect example is the kill list that was put out against these conservative Supreme Court justices. And one of them, they tried to assassinate this past week because of Roe v. Wade. And that's at the highest level. That's at the Supreme Court. So at the Supreme Court, you have activist judges and activist staff members. What if you get an activist judge, and there are activist judges out there. Look at all of the judges that aren't putting people in jail, that are working with activist DAs in this country, not put people in jail for committing heinous crimes because of, quote, prison reform and bail reform. Look at all the judges that give people, parole instead of jail time. Even judges that we've exposed that we're doing this with child predators. I don't trust that there's not, and judges, a lot of them are elected. Don't forget that. I don't trust a judge that's a hardcore lefty to protect my Second Amendment rights. I don't trust a lefty judge if the name Ben Ferguson comes before them that they don't want to make a name for themselves. Maybe they want to run for office, another office. Maybe they want to run for Congress or governor or Senate or something else. And they can say, I took away Ben Ferguson's guns. That's something that a lot of liberals would really like. Right? A lot of liberals would really, really like that and vote for that. Right? I took away the guns of these conservatives because I don't trust them, right? I took away Donald Trump Jr.'s guns or Donald Trump's guns, right? The list goes on and on of different people. Tucker Carlson's guns. I don't trust for a second that these activist judges and these activist DAs won't go all in against people just because they own guns. And that's the only reason. Just because they own a firearm. Just because they own a weapon. I don't trust for a second that they won't do that. And I don't think you should trust them either. Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. And this is, and if there's anything you need to learn from what just happened, okay? If there's anything you need to understand from what just happened, it is that they're changing the way they're coming after your guns. It's going to be confiscation first, gun control second, and they're going to pass laws in the name of gun safety so that you can't say it's gun control. It's repackaging of gun control. What this bill is, it is a gun control bill. They packaged it as a gun safety bill, and then they tell you what they wish they could have gotten done. This is part of the slippery slope. This is the reason why our founding fathers said shall not be infringed, because they understood it was important to not be infringed upon. Your rights should not be infringed. Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. And the Democrats don't want you to look at it or see it that way. That is the problem. I hope all of you will also grab our podcast that we did last week explaining this bill in detail and how if it was passed based on what's in it, it would have had no bearing on many of the mass shootings in this country's history, including Sandy Hook. They're passing laws in the name of a horrific tragedy that would have had no bearing on that tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. They bring out the Matthew McConaughey's of the world to try to emotionally convince you that this is a moral imperative. And the question you should ask is, if it was enacted, would it have changed anything there? And the answer is no. It would not have changed it. It wouldn't have changed any of it. And if you're passing a law in the name of it changing something and it won't change it, then you are lying to the American people. Wake up and pay attention, because this is what they are doing. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.